Alrighty, thanks for joining us. You can share this if you'd like. That'd be nice of you. Follow and rate it and tell everybody about it. Matt, Ramona, JD, Liz, we're all here. And you can always reach out through the socials, Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, Matt and Ramona Facebook page, etc. In fact, on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page, you will see a video of my daughter, Avery, with her pet rats. Cinder and Cookie.
And what was funny was that over the weekend, I ran into a woman who was like, "Oh my gosh, when are you going to meet Cinder and Cookie?" And I'm like, "Who? Is it Cinder and Cookie? Matt's rats? I'm just joking. I know you
Not
wouldn't
my
go over there."
rats.
And it was like, "Oh, I totally forgot what their names were. I think I tried to block it out." But
Well,
now I have an image of a rat crawling on your child, and I am not comfortable with that image at all.
none of you in this room were.
No, not a fan
And it's
at
just
all.
running up her little arm.
I have
No, she's
goosebumps.
juggling it from one arm to another, and she's talking about how sweet it is, and she's obviously a very loving rat mom. But I can't. I'm trying very hard because I don't believe in passing on weird phobias to children.
I Too
understand
late,
that.
because.
I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could be at your house when Cookie and Cinder were not contained. Free
My
range.
older daughter, she screamed when it got a little loose and jumped up on something and cried and like went crazy.
I would have
She
to.
even kisses him and everything.
Oh my
No.
gosh.
Debbie says I can't get past the tail, but
Oh,
they
the
are supposed to make
tail.
great pets.
I can't get past the rat part of the rat. Like,
Rat face.
I cannot conceptualize that you voluntarily keep these like in a tank, in a cage, in your
Cage!
house.
A cage!
In your
It
own
doesn't
home.
feel
Because
safe
I'm telling you
enough.
right now, if there's a rat in my home, I'm calling a pest control company from outside of my home.
Right, like, because as
Yeah,
soon as you
not
see,
Matt.
well, as soon as you see droppings in there, like you see cockroach droppings,
I don't even know if I
anything
would
else, like,
notice the droppings. I
no.
don't know what the droppings look
You've never
like.
seen mice or rat
So
droppings?
I don't think I have.
sometimes it's not the droppings for me, it's the nibbling. Like you can
Your
see,
nose.
like,
Oh, the
stuff in your
sound.
pantry or
Sometimes you hear the little
cords.
feet. But
The
the droppings
noises in
look
the
like
walls.
chocolate jimmies or chocolate sprinkles. That's what they look
They do
like.
look like chocolate
Chocolate
sprinkles.
sprinkles?
Yeah, they really do.
I ruin chocolate
Do
sprinkles
not
for
put the
people.
two together.
No, you may not compare it
You
to
may not pair
food.
them. Pairs well with.
Nikki commented on Facebook, "I used to have a beige hooded rat named Runt. She was so sweet, and I'd take her everywhere on a little leash made for lizards. She'd come with me to play pool, and by the end, everyone was fighting over who got to hold her next." We did buy.
Everyone who? Everyone who?
We bought a leash this weekend,
Get out.
but it's a little too big. Hopefully, they'll grow into it.
Hopefully, they will not. Rats are big
enough.
enough.
Two leashes so that you can walk them both at the same
No.
time, or did you get one of those
Don't encourage
tandem
this.
leashes?
No, I got one leash because I said, let's see if it works first before we spend money on two leashes.
How
Oh,
much
because
does a
that's
rat
the.
leash cost?
More than I. Any dollars I don't want to spend.
That just seems silly to me. Like, rat leashes remind me of, like, when people try to put leashes on cats.
Drives me insane.
Or, like, have
We
you
had a
seen, like, there's.
producer whose wife used to walk her cat.
My mom
Very
tried to
slow.
have us do
It's a
that when we were
very
young, and
slow
I was
walk.
like, why would you do. Like, this is not a good idea.
Would you walk a rat?
No, a cat.
How about a rat? Is that a good idea?
I don't want to be anywhere near a rat.
Anne Marie says, love rats. They are very misunderstood by most. They are intelligent. You can teach them tricks. They're super clean.
Walmart claims to have rat leashes with a harness for $6.
That feels like a lot for a rat.
Petco is more like 10.
Wait, how much did the rat cost? Are they expensive?
I don't know.
You can't buy them for like, oh, that's mice. You can buy them for like a dollar
Don't ask him how much a family member costs. You can't do that.
I don't know how
You can
much
put
a
a
rat
price
costs.
on this
Don't
family member.
Put a price on Cookie and Cinder's
I'm putting a price. I want to know.
I do want to know how much my rats cost. I didn't pay attention.
Well, also, because he objected to the idea of the leash.
Petco,
Like, that was the
rats
preposterous
are
part.
$13.49 in the store.
It's like 30 bucks of rats. Yeah, love it.
$14 at Petco. I don't know if that's like regular rat or
standard operating rat.
Well, one of the good things about this
or
is a pet.
Rattus norvegicus.
Vajikas.
Whoa. Watch your language. Norvegicus. Rattus Norvegicus.
This is a family program, Ramona.
Marcia says, my son had rats as a kid. So sweet. R.I.P. Darkseed and Shelly. Darkseed? Oh. One gets Shelly, one gets Darkseed.
No damn way.
Nope. Yeah.
A rat named Darkseed is living in my home with me. Darkseed? That's just like waiting for the little mogwai to turn into a gremlin and ruin your life. Darkseed?
We had a little bit of panic yesterday.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot.
Because she couldn't find the one rat. She could only find one. We're like, oh, no, it got out, I guess. So I started looking under the beds and, whatever.
Oh, God.
She eventually did find the rat had burrowed pretty deep and chewed through one of these vinyl.
One of the issues that I think that I would have, that if I were to ever have a rodent intentionally in the house, is if they did get out. They're going to be gnawing up and chewing stuff. Like, it's hard enough for me with my dog walking around with her little nails going everywhere. And so, like, to have a rat chewing on...
They won't get out. Well,
they clearly
did. They did get out. Types of damage.
Right?
They like, chewed up every cord in the house
while
they were at work.
I had a bunny rabbit that did that.
That's just a bunny. Yes.
Yeah,
Bunnies are terrible pets.
I'd take 18 over one rat.
No. Yes. Well, here's the great thing about rats.
I got to say, if you force me to get a pet... And my only choices were rat or bunny.
Bunny all the way. We had a bazillion growing up.
And every time it would die, we would just replace it with another one and give it the same name.
Oh, we did that with the fish with Cooper.
But wait.
Yeah. Yeah, Ocean 1, Ocean 2.
Bunnies are
Now I wonder how many dogs named Harper she's had.
Really?
This is Harper 1.0.
One corgi in, one corgi out. Hey, the good thing about rats as a pet, 2-year lifespan. So,
it's just a small amount of commitment. Yeah.
So if the kid doesn't really commit, then...
Oh, poor Avery.
You're short-timing the rat?
So your rat is a starter pet.
Well, she says...
Get a guinea pig!
She says she might be able to, do some things to, to make it healthier. And she said there have been
known
to be live, 5 or 6 years or something. She has... My I was laughing because... I think it's Cookie has a cough.
Oh Lord!
And she says, "I think we're gonna have to take her to the vet." And I'm
please
thinking,
don't say you laughed at that.
No,
if you say
no,
you I won't.
No, I played along, but that taking it to the vet will be me throwing it out in the woods.
Matt Harris, you know what? That's not funny. That is not funny at all.
Why?
Not funny at all.
I'm not going to the vet.
And I just told this
story. I wouldn't
story.
Do that.
I was talking to Nikki from the Home and Remodeling Show, and we were going past this dog exhibit, and I said, I didn't realize until I was an adult that my dog Caesar didn't tell my mom that he missed his parents and wanted to go back and live with them.
But that's what you believed.
My mom told me that when I was 5 years old. Oh, Caesar misses his mom and dad and wants to go back and live with his family, and I bought it for years.
Right.
And it wasn't until, I was way, way into adulthood, probably 15 years ago, when you were like, that's not true.
Well, how did you think the dog was talking, first of all?
I never gave it that much thought. I just knew in my heart that if I was taken from my family as a pup, it would hurt. So I just went along with it, and it wasn't until you put that in my face that I even...
Standard. Yeah, I did tell you that. That's right. I forgot. I did break that to you. That whenever a parent says they're going to the farm or going to see their parents.
Oh, that's how it was. Yeah.
So I know you mean what you say when you're like, we're going to go to the vet with little Cookie and see what happens.
He's a cough. No, I wouldn't do that. I'd probably pretend I'm going to the vet. I wouldn't throw it in the woods. But I would bring it back to her and said, they said.
It'd be Lake Norman, not the woods. Drop it off in Lake Wiley.
Come on.
Drive it around the block, bring it back and say the vet said there was nothing we could do. Let's just take good care of her.
Yeah. The most humane thing to do.
I would do that, perhaps. I'm not going to check on a rat cough. They're only going to live 2 years anyway.
How expensive could that vet visit possibly be?
I know.
And what happens when you show up and other people have their golden retriever?
I got a rat that has a cough.
Well, it'll be more than what the leash at Petco is going to be. There's no doubt about that.
Stop laughing!
And she said,
"Stop laughing!"
She told me that rats can have respiratory issues.
And English bulldogs.
Yeah.
What can you do?
I mean, she was. This rat Cookie was a coal miner for a year.
Stop!
It has caused a little bit of a problem. But yeah. Like rabbit, it says here 9 years. So you're really in at that point.
Not my house.
No, yours never made it 9 years. Really, never. You had rabbit stew or something. But yeah, I mean, the rabbit, I don't mind the rats crawling around on me. Doesn't
bother
me.
God, I can't believe you said that out loud.
Yeah, it didn't bother me, which is weird because I was very scared of rodents when I was young, but now I embrace them.
So you can like sit there on the couch while the rat's crawling on you?
No, I didn't sit in the couch, but I sat next to the cage while she said, "Do you want to hold her?" I'm like, "Sure." And then he, you know, don't. Oh, by the way, rats. I've been learning all kinds of rat facts from Avery. They do not like their bellies rubbed. That's a no-no.
Okay,
I would not have thought
it would not happen.
Scratch a rat's belly.
It would not even happen. Like, who is trying to tickle a rat's tummy? I guess somebody did. So
you hold them like, I think it's called "Give me all your money" hold, where you hold them like around their, you know, upper legs, so they're kind of like they're being robbed, and that's how they like to be held.
Okay.
Oh my God. Don't touch their tail either. They don't like that.
Same.
Same.
What about their cheeks?
I like long tails and I cannot lie. All righty. So there you go. Any rat stories you want to share, reach out to us.
Maybe
you
can Matt only.
And not rats you want to share. Please don't share your rats.
Matt, you don't think it's good to bring her in here, bring them in here one day?
I'm telling you, I'm serious. I am serious. If you bring the rat to the studio, I'm leaving.
How about in a cage?
No, I can't.
I'm leaving. And that's not fair to the rats. It's not fair to Avery.
It's not fair to the rats.
It isn't.
They don't want to be here.
I'll be screaming. It'll be upsetting for them.
Traumatic.
I feel the same way about cats. I don't like cats, but I don't want to torture a cat by screaming and getting it upset, and I'm upset, and now it's scratching me, and now I'm running
for... I understand rats not liking it. What's the deal with cats? Are you allergic? Are you not a... just?
What's the deal with cats?
Yeah, you're just not a fan. I mean,
they're
I'm not.
Cats.
I understand. I'm not I am not a cat person as well. I grew up with cats, but I would much prefer dogs than any other animal.
Just give me a dog. I'm a doggist.
I'm the same way. I dig it. No, I understand. But some people, you know, it's the allergies. It's the.
I do prefer a non-shedding dog because I don't like cleaning up a lot of dog hair.
I get that. Yep.
But I just love dogs.
I think your kid would do great with rats, JD.
Oh, well, no, sorry.
I'm going to call him.
Are you trying to pull him off some rats?
Sorry, Cooper. Dean, not happening.
Yeah, oh, come on.
No,
you don't love him.
I very much do, and this is why I will not. No.
Do you always call your son by both names?
Uh-huh.
That's very Southern.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, he does it all the time.
I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
Cooper Dean.
Cooper Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, I always.
Pork sausages. That's Jimmy Dean.
No, that's Jimmy Dean. Of course.
You do not ever make fun.
I didn't make fun
of a family name.
I'm not
ever.
He's probably going to be CD at some point.
No, God, no, no.
Oh, whoa!
What's CD?
No, he's always going to go by Cooper.
Cooper Dean. Cooper CD. Dean.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
He'll either go Coop.
Yeah, some people end up calling him Coop. Yeah. Well, Dean is my middle name, and so it's also my dad's middle name, and then my wife's grandpa, his first name was Dean.
If there's a Jimmy in the line,
oh, there's no Jimmy.
I cannot defend.
No. Uh-uh.
But
no,
uh-uh. There's rats in his future. I'm going to get hold of this damn kid.
No.
All right, thanks for hanging with us. Rate it, review it. Matt and Mota Facebook page, Mona Holloway, Matt Harris, all the socials, and we will talk soon.